This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are the closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was 672 and three quarters, up 17 and a quarter. September corn, 533, up 1.5. December corn, 502 and three quarters, up 1.5. July soybeans were 1573, up 2.5. August soybeans were 1433.5, down 2.75. November soybeans, 1242.5, down 6. July wheat was 649.5, up 3.75. September wheat, 658.25, up 3.25. In December wheat, 671.25, up 2. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mostly higher on Tuesday afternoon. Corn futures rose on improved export interest, while soybeans fell due to improving crop conditions. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 10 cents stronger at 646 to 662. Soybeans gained 4 cents, ranging from 1549 to 1563. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 26 to 33 cents higher at 655 to 696. Soybeans were mostly 1 to 3 cents lower at 1564 to 1581. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 6 to 8 cents, 647 to 673. Soybean bids mostly 2 to 3 lower at 1579 to 1604. And the wheat bids mostly 3 to 4 higher at 630 to 644. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 3 cents at 1598 to 1608, with basis steady, ranging from 165 to 175 over the August. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $5.22 to $534 a ton, up $2.20. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 21 to 27 cents at $6.98 to $7.23, with basis up 4 to 10 cents, ranging from 25 to 50 over July. Illinois River barn loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 14 to 18 cents stronger at 665 to 683, with basis up 12 to 16 cents, range from 132 to 150 over September. Soybeans ended mixed at 1590 to 1596, with basis up 1 to 8 cents at 157 to 162 over the August. Wheat prices gained 3 cents on Tuesday at 638 to 643, with basis steady, range from 20 under to 15 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 13 to 23 cents stronger at 663 to 665. These same elevators placed their soybean prices mixed, with quotations at 1557 to 1612. Soft red winter wheat down a nickel at 662 to 663, and the Milo gained 1 to 2 cents on Tuesday at 652 to 653. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers for new crop corn in those regions range from $4.69, that's $4.69 up to $4.80. New crop soybean bids at $12.05 to $12.17. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $4.71 to $4.90. New crop soybeans at $12.06 to $12.29. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from $4.75 up to $4.90. And the new crop soybean bids range from $12.18 up to $12.34. That completes our grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now time for the closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were 121.90, down 27 cents. October live cattle, 125.92, down 20 cents. And December live cattle, 127.72, down 35 cents. August feeder cattle were 150.90, down 32 cents. September feeder cattle, 153.32, no change. November feeder cattle, 156.27, up 25 cents. And June lean hogs, 101, down 7 cents. July lean hogs, 96.62, down 37 cents. And December lean hogs, 82.10, down 40 cents. And now it's time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound carcass traded at 42 cents lower in a range of 95 to 104, with a weighted average carcass price of $97. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate to good demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 60 to 65, the 4 to 5 weights 61 to 68, the 5 to 550 weights 64 to 70, and 550 and up 65 to 72. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts and country buying points traded steady with moderate demand and offerings ranging in price from $67 to $72. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 33,058 head. And from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville opening report for July 2nd, they had receipts of 311 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 50 cents lower, and slaughter Holstein steers traded steady. Starting with the slaughter steers, they were bringing 120 to 122, choice slaughter Holstein steers 111 to 115, and choice slaughter heifers 119 to 121. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 122 and heifers traded on a dress basis at 192. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 406 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $106.91, and that was $1.50 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $197.10, that was 46 cents higher, and select carcasses were at $186.62, and that was 84 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 126,000, which compared to 123,000 last week and 131,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 424,000, that compared to 404,000 last week and 418,000 a year ago. Now from the Arthur Sale Barn Weekly Hay Report for July 2nd, they had 617 bales. Alfalfa premium quality small squares traded from $6 to $8.75. Good quality large squares were $50 to $60, and fair quality large squares traded from $45 to $47.50. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares were trading at $7.50 to $8. Mixed grass good quality small squares were $3.50 to $4.50. The large rounds at $82.50. Fair quality small squares traded from $2 to $2.50, with the large squares $37 to $50. The large rounds were bringing $23 to $24. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $6.68. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.78. July corn delivered to Scottville, $6.60. August corn delivered to Scottville, $5.70. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $15.85. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.26. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.27. Once again, those prices are: corn at Greenfield is $6.68, corn at Scottville is $6.60, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $15.85, and wheat at Scottville is $6.27. That'll do it for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. It is coming up on 20 minutes after the hour of 6 on this Wednesday morning. Color radar shows no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own. FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years. So no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Across mid-Illinois for today, cloudy skies, a chance of a shower. High temperatures in the mid-70s with light and variable winds. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 60s. And for tomorrow, Independence Day, partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers Saturday and Sunday. Lows in the upper 60s, highs in the mid-80s. Over the past 24 hours, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Caulfield, an inch and a half of rain, 0.2 inch recorded by Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, 1 2/10 inches recorded by Rich Henry of Staunton, and 0.5 inch here at the Weather Center over the past 24 hours. Right now, partly cloudy skies, 58 degrees. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.
Hello, this is Jan Thiessen from Quality Engine Machine Shop, Litchfield, Illinois. I'm here to let you know about the services we offer here at our facility. Complete engine block service, cast iron and aluminum heads, crack detection, crankshaft grinding, connecting rods, flywheels, engine disassembly and assembly. With 35 years of engine rebuilding experience, let me put my knowledge to work for you. You may also take your work to any of your local McKay Napa Auto Parts stores and have it brought to us at no extra charge to you. Call me at 217-851-2208.
Hi, Justin Peoples here with Wright Automotive. Are you suffering from a poor credit history? We can help rebuild your score. The Credit Forgiveness Program was specifically designed to help consumers who suffer from bankruptcy, divorce, or repossession. Come see how Wright Automotive can help you.
Don't buy a vehicle till you have the right price. The right price.
Wright Automotive's state-of-the-art collision repair facility is now open. Free estimates, free towing, insurance certified, and little to no wait time. Contact Bill to set up your appointment. Wright Automotive in Hillsboro.
Hi, this is Evan Young, your Farm Bureau Director from Witt Township. Did you know that you can get a discount on Case IH tractor by being a member of Farm Bureau? It's true. When you belong to Montgomery County Farm Bureau, you can save $300 to $500 on selected tractors. Save $300 on the new Scout utility vehicle. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau to get these and other benefits. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Yesterday, I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain markets.
Well, we've been in a liquidation phase, really going back to June 19th when Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke hinted at, in a press conference, the possible pullback in quantitative easing or stimulus in the Federal Reserve. And we've taken over 750 million bushels worth of open interest out of corn since that time, and similar volumes of percentage-wise, anyway, of soybeans and wheat. But we've also had fundamental pressure on the markets, particularly new crop, with the trade believing that we're in an quote-unquote ideal weather pattern now for achieving trend or higher yields across the corn and soybean belt. And the crop ratings from USDA do little to dispel that, with above-average crop ratings for this time of year now for the corn and soybean crops. On the other hand, we have a quite different dynamics for old crop, which is creating a lot of volatility for the old crop contracts, and that's because USDA confirmed in its quarterly stocks report on Friday that supplies are extremely tight. In fact, the soybean numbers would suggest that more rationing is needed of old crop supplies, or else we're going to have to significantly pick up imports between now and harvest.
These tight old crop supplies are driven by a variety of factors.
Well, we're seeing the tight stocks as a combination of increasing demand. Ethanol demand continues to increase, and we're seeing good, strong livestock demand. Our cow herd is getting smaller, but we're seeing expansion in the pork and poultry sectors, and so strong demand there. And the supply, of course, is very tight because of last year's tremendous drought that we had across the Midwest. So to put the two factors together, and we have very divergent fundamentals between old crop and new crop, and with new crop looking like it's going to be a late harvest, that's further exacerbating old crop supplies.
So now the hopes are that this year's crop will be able to yield enough to relieve the need for more imports.
We certainly are hoping to be able to rebuild stocks. I know that that's what the end users are looking forward to, particularly our livestock producers hoping we can. Unfortunately, high prices don't pull those bushels forward. We still have to find the physical supply, and that's becoming increasingly difficult, and why we're having to rely more on imports in order to get us to harvest, even though previously we've been the world's largest producer.
In other news, World Dairy Expo online entries are now available. The theme for World Dairy Expo 2013 is Center of the Dairy Universe. It will take place Tuesday, October 1st through Saturday, October 5th at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin. For show schedules and further information, visit worlddairyexpo.com. That'll do it for this morning's Farm Show. Thanks for tuning in. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.